I had mentioned last week being invited to address a college group on the heritage of Christians. And when you're the guest speaker on a college campus, they feel compelled to entertain you. So they took me through a variety of museums, and I viewed a group of collections which were mildly interesting. But then they brought me into a barn, and my mouth fell open, because hanging from the rafters of that barn was an airplane. An airplane built 25 years before the Wright brothers flew at Kitty Hawk. It was astounding. Made the body and the cockpit of a very light wood. The wings were interwoven, ingeniously interwoven reeds. And there was a blower underneath the cockpit that you worked like a pipe organ to provide air to the wings. And it had a rudder and cables and a steering mechanism. And it was all built by this amazing engineering genius by the name of Henry Gatling. Of course, I had to ask the obvious question. Could it fly? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they pushed it off a high barn with Mr. Gatling at the controls, and it flew for 100 yards and then crashed into a tree, breaking Mr. Gatling's leg. Here's where the story takes a dark turn. Mr. Gatling was indeed an engineering genius, an extraordinary man of vision and vigor, but he was also an irascible human being who couldn't get along with anybody. One of his neighbors dropped in to check on him after his injury, and Henry Gatling demanded that the man take him to town. The man said he couldn't. And Gatling so insulted the man that he went home, got his gun, came back, and shot Gatling and killed him. Henry Gatling was a genius. He built the first airplane that flew 25 years before the Wright brothers. But for all of his engineering acumen, he never opened any spiritual gifts, was never able to interact with anybody in a positive way. And so the Wright brothers went on to fame, and Henry Gatling's name is relegated to an obscure footnote in history. Those of you who are gun enthusiasts would know his famous and rich older brother, Richard Gatling, who designed, yes, the Gatling gun. On this Thanksgiving weekend, we take stock of all of the gifts that God has given us individually. And each of us has our own singular idiosyncratic gifts. And we thank God for those. But as Paul reminds us, the great gifts are the common gifts. The common gifts that everyone is meant to open. Love. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude, is not irritable or resentful. It does not insist on its own way. Rather, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never ends. Here is a spiritual gift that we can open and enjoy for the whole of our lives, a gift rooted in the beneficence of God. Advent
is meant to turn our attention to the spiritual gifts that all of us can open.
Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving weekend, is a celebration in many ways of family. And so when we celebrate communion on Thanksgiving weekend, we accentuate our kinship with Christ and with each other as we break this bread. Have you ever stopped to think about the word companion? Do you know what it means? Come with pan bread. Companion are those with whom we break bread. Come with pan bread. Companion. When we break the bread symbolic of Christ, we accentuate our companionship with Christ. When we break bread with each other, we celebrate and underscore our companionship in Christ. We underscore we've been given the gift of kinship with each other and with our Lord. During this Advent season, we're meant to turn our brains, our minds, our souls afresh to the spiritual gifts: hope, peace, joy, love. They're gifts that any of us can open, gifts all of us are meant to enjoy. The tragedy of Henry Gatling's life was, for all of his engineering genius, he never bothered to open the common spiritual gifts that God gave to us all. May we not make his mistake. As we approach this table, as we celebrate our companionship in Christ and with each other, may indeed we know that we are meant to open the gifts that God intends to feed and refresh our souls.